with Tracy Lang. Goeiemôre, dis 'n donderdagoggend Newton Cross in die ateljee. Goeiemôre.
Goeiemôre Tracy, hoe gaan dit?
Dit gaan uitstekend, baie dankie, en met u?
Dit gaan uitstekend, dankie dat u gevra het.
Ag, wonderlik. Waar kyk ons vandag?
Weet jy, ek wil net sê dat etiket is oral. Ek bedoel op die straat, in 'n eetkamer, in 'n sitkamer. Ons het al so baie etiket oor die badkamer en alles gepraat, maar daar's 'n snaakse etiket, anderste etiket. Like how to cough properly. How to not point at someone, how to sit at a table, how to get into your chair. Strange, different etiquette, because we all know you don't put your elbows on the table. Congratulations. Yes. However, there are some more tips that we can share.
Oh, I'm very excited about these Newton Cross do's and don'ts. Etiquette, we didn't know. We'll get into that after this. Hot FM with Tracy Lang. So Newton Cross, where do we start? You mentioned that we know we shouldn't put our elbows on the table. So
absolutely,
that's one.
Yeah, just what's place your hands on the table rather than putting it on your lap, because there's an old French etiquette that says actually that you have a weapon. You know, I spoke about this last time. That's like a danger zone if you put your hands on the lap. So you, oh. It's old etiquette. Kijk, ou etiquette, het baie snaaks so goed, soos jou hoed en die ding en die handskit. So you place your hands on the table. Another thing which I found very strange is which hand to use to cough in. Because if you cough in your right hand, and you shake someone's hand, it's actually bad. You know that social etiquette we spoke about years ago?
Yeah.
So you cough into your left hand, and so that you are free with your right hand. So that's a one tip to always remember.
Yeah, I remember there's actually a saying, well, a little poem saying, I think your right is your public hand and your left is your personal hand. But there's a thing that kind of rhymes to make you realize it better.
Well, sometimes we forget. Try to, in a business scenario or when you go for a meeting or anything like that, to, and you know what, also when you cough politely, move your head to the left-hand side and away and excuse yourself. And like I would go wash my hands afterwards or sanitize. That's me. This must not ik. Yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing is about a handbag. Do you know the difference between a purse and a handbag?
Purse is a smaller one. The handbag is the one that you can carry.
A purse
carry.
Is actually, to say a purse actually is a cheaper version of a handbag. A handbag is more expensive. So a purse is actually a laptop smaller bag.
Oh.
Yeah, known as a clutch. Sorry, a clutch bag. Okay, so very important is to call your handbag properly. That's another etiquette tip. And then where do you carry your handbag? On which shoulder?
Left
shoulder. So when you get to a dining room, you don't have your, or go to a place, you don't have your right hand busy again with your handbag, and then pass your handbag to the left hand side. Then you have a drink in the hand and the other hand. So hou alles aan die linker kant.
Oh. Here we go. See, it's all about the left. The left is your personal hand. The left side is your personal side. More etiquette tips we didn't know after this. Hot FM with Tracy Lang. So Newton Cross, and now we know left is the side that we should keep for ourselves. The right side is for the rest of the world.
Okay, kos gaan tafel toe.
Okay.
Okay, so someone says to you, pass the salt and pepper. What do you expect to get?
Salt and pepper.
And most people pass the salt.
Oh, true.
They go together. You have to, why? Because if you pass the salt and pepper, the next person can pass the salt and pepper again. Otherwise, they'll ask you, can you please pass the pepper?
Oh, yes, of course.
Strange etiquette, no?
Yeah.
And also very important to ask people to pass things around the table, because it allows for a conversation to build around the table. And as jy nou begin hoes of iets gebeur, what do you say when you want to get away from the table?
May I be excused?
May I be excused, or excuse me, please? And politely, where do you put your napkin? Do you put it on the chair? Do you put it on the armrest? Do you put it on the table?
Isn't it on the side of your
side plate? And if there is a napkin ring, put it back into the napkin ring. And then, yes. And please don't put your napkin into your collar. That is money. Who ors that do nie? Yeah.
Okay. Preferably not.
So, when you sit down as well, you actually should sit on the right-hand side of the chair so you can get in easily. Because in a space where a lot of people sit down at a table, if everybody sits down on the right-hand side, there's less chaos.
Oh, of course.
Yes. Yeah. So it's mindful etiquette. And never, ever point at someone.
Oh,
Tracy,
yeah.
Mag of iets vertel?
Ja, vertel.
Okay. So, jou hand, né? As jy vir iemand sê met jou vinger, as jy nou wys na iemand toe, kom hierso, that's a demand. As jy jou hand plat sit met jou vingers nou boontoe wys en sê kom gou hierso, dis maar so 'n mooi vraag. Maar as jy jou hande omdraai, open palms, en vra kom sit gou hierso, which one will you choose?
The one with the open palms.
Exactly. So don't point at someone, just slightly glide your hand showing, and that's proper etiquette.
Oh, beautiful. Mm. Closing thoughts after this. Hot FM with Tracy Lang. So Newton Cross, the most important thing to remember when it comes to etiquette and the things we don't know?
Yes, we speak about etiquette constantly. Be polite, be courteous, because if you're the happy person, if you fill the room with your aura and you don't point and you sit in your chair in the right way and you have your handbag, you are just a master of etiquette. So little social etiquettes will set you the right way for the season coming ahead.
Yeah. And it also set you apart from everyone else.
There you go.
Something slim to keep in mind. There you have it. Newton Cross, the volgende weer.
Daai, dankie Tracy. Hot FM with Tracy Lang.